بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وآله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We move on to a new chapter in the book of Salat from عمدة الأحكام, and this chapter deals with prayer of rain known as صلاة الاستسقاء. So you're praying not for rain, you're praying to Allah Azza wa Jal, asking Him to send us rain. And hadith number 150, which was narrated by Abdullah ibn Asim al-Mazini, may Allah be pleased with him, who will read it for us, the first brother on the second row.
Narrated Abdullah ibn Asim al-Mazini, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out to invoke Allah for rain. He faced the Qibla, invoking Allah. He turned his cloak inside and out and then offered a 2-raka prayer with audible recitation. Bukhari. And in another narration, he came to the Musalla.
Okay, in this hadith, Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him, is telling us how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam prayed these prayers. He told us that he prayed 2 rak'ahs. He prayed them loudly, so it's not a silent prayer. And he also told us that it was offered in al-musalla and not in the masjid. And in it, he faced the qibla, that is for supplication, not in the prayer. And during which he turned over his cloak. And how is this done? Scholars say that usually you have another cloak you put on this clothes of mine. And it would be to turn it the left to the right and the right to the left, and you put it on. So actually what was inside now is outside, and what was outside now is inside. Why is this? The scholars justified this by their own ijtihad. We don't have anything concrete. They said that this is part of a good omen, that Allah Azza wa Jal would change things to the best. So as I am having this good omen, I turn my cloak backwards so that Allah would change what we're facing of this drought into rain. But again, this is what they justified, and we don't have anything concrete to make sure that this is the right justification or not, but we follow the sunnah. And everybody who prays Salatul Istisqa does this. If you don't have a cloak, you can also change, take this and turn it upside down, because it would be part of following the sunnah. Of course, among the things that we learn from it is that facing the Qibla in dua is recommended. Is it mandatory? No. Yet they do not affect in the validity of your dua. We have hadith 151. Abdurrahman.
Narrated Anas bin Malik radhiyallahu anhu, on a Friday a person entered the main mosque through the gate facing the pulpit while Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was delivering the khutbah. The man stood in front of Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Allah's Prophet, the livestock are dying and the roads are cut off, so please pray to Allah for rain. Anas added, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised both his hands and said, O Allah, bless us with rain. O Allah, bless us with rain. O Allah, bless us with rain. Anas added, by Allah, we could not see any trace of cloud in the sky, and there was no building or a house between us and the mountains of Salah. Anas added, a heavy cloud like a shield appeared from behind it. When it came in the middle of the sky, it spread and then rained. Anas further said, by Allah, we could not see the sun for a week. Next Friday, a person entered through the same gate, and at the time, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was delivering the Friday's khutbah. The man stood in front of him and said, O Allah's Prophet, the livestock are dying and the roads are cut off. Please pray to Allah to withhold rain. Anas added, Allah's Prophet raised both his hands and said, O Allah, round about us and not on us. O Allah, on the small mountains, on the hills, in the valleys, and on the places where trees grow. So the rain stopped, and we came out walking in the sun.
In this hadith, it's one of the Prophet's miracles, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was delivering the khutbah of Jum'ah when a man stood up and complained, saying, the Prophet of Allah, the livestock is dying and the roads are cut off. Due to what? Due to famine, due to drought, due to the lack of water. So the livestock are dying because there is no water to drink, and the roads are cut off. We cannot travel without water, and we will die out of thirst if we travel. So the Prophet raised his hands. And this is one, if not the only location during the Friday speech where you are allowed to raise your hands in supplication. Because we know that it is not permissible, it is not part of the Sunnah to raise your hands in Friday supplication generally. Except when you are praying for rain. This is permissible for the Imam to raise his hands, and likewise for the followers, the Ma'mumun, to raise their hands as well to say Ameen. And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma aghithna, three times. And whenever he spoke, alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to speak in three times so that people would learn from him. Whenever he would supplicate three times. So Anas is saying that we looked above and there was not a single cloud. And there was a small mountain called Sal', and there was nothing between us and that mountain, no buildings, nothing. The whole sky is clear. The minute the Prophet said this, a small cloud came like a shield, like a round shield. And once it took its place in the middle of the sky, it spread to be number of big dark clouds, and it started to rain. So this is one of the miracles of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. However, a week later, exactly on Friday, while the Prophet was delivering the sermon, a man stood and complained in the same manner. He said, O Prophet of Allah, the livestock are dying. Last week, they were dying because of drought. This week, because of the floods. And the roads are cut off. Last week, because of the drought. Today, because of the floods and the amount of water. So pray to Allah to withhold the rain from us. Now the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam knew that rain helps, and it's a blessing of Allah. As mentioned in the Quran, it is a sign of Allah's mercy. It's described in the Quran as a sign of Allah's mercy, this rain. So the Prophet did not say, oh Allah, stop the rain. He said, oh Allah, round us and about us. Meaning, not on us, make it come round us. So we would be saved from the effect of rain, but round us, where we have to grow the grass and the trees and the people would benefit, make it round us. And he said, on top of small mountains, on top of hills, in valleys, in places where rain would benefit the trees and the grass would grow. So immediately Allah Azza wa Jal answered his Prophet's prayer, and Anas says, we went out walking on or under the sun without any cloud, though we were rained for a whole week. Now from this hadith, we also learn something that is not related to rain, something that is related to joining salah. We know that joining salat is permissible when it rains, only to join dhuhr to asr or maghrib to isha. In this hadith, we learn that it is not permissible to join asr to Friday. It is not permissible to combine Asr with Friday. Why? Because only Dhuhr can be combined to or by Asr. And Friday is not Dhuhr. And that is why when it rained, the Prophet did not, alayhi salatu wasalam, after Jumu'ah, prayed Asr with them and combined it to Jumu'ah. Though he did this in other prayers, like Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, and other companions. So this is something we learn from this hadith. We also learn from this hadith the issue on tawassul. And this is something that a lot of the Muslims make great mistakes when they don't make tawassul at all, or they go to the extreme and ask everyone alive or dead for tawassul. And what is the permissible tawassul that we are allowed to do? Scholars say that the greatest and the most beneficial way of offering tawassul, and what is tawassul? It's urging Allah Azza wa Jal. The greatest way of offering tawassul is to ask Allah by His beautiful names. This is the best way of making tawassul and urging Allah Azza wa Jal. We have a short break. Stay tuned, inshallah, we'll be right back.